Chinese leader Xi Jinping is in Myanmar today. The two nations have a historically rocky relationship, and today marks the first visit by a Chinese head of state in nearly two decades. To break this down for us, the world's Patrick Nguyen joins us from Bangkok. Let's start with the timing here, Patrick. Why is Xi visiting Myanmar now?
Well, China is steadily expanding its empire and its interest in its backyard, and Myanmar is one of the most vitally important countries to the expansion of Chinese empire. China really needs Myanmar in the century to have all of its grand plans work out. Xi has been to all of these other countries in Southeast Asia, and he hasn't made it to Myanmar yet, and he wants to definitely cement ties between Myanmar and China. The U.S. has kind of fallen out of the picture. Don't know if you've noticed, but Donald Trump doesn't say Myanmar very often. The time is ripe to cement those ties moving forward because the U.S. seems to be asleep at the wheel. And I should just add, in the past, going back to the 50s, Myanmar has been a battleground for U.S. and Chinese interests. They've both done all sorts of interesting things to try and sway this country. It just seems now at this point, China is winning and winning big.
So that empire you're talking about, a lot of it is kind of exemplified by China's Belt and Road program. Remind us what that is.
Sure. China in this century hopes to essentially remake the globe by stitching all of these different countries together with highways, ports, airports, railways. We're talking about all the way from Africa, the Middle East, and especially in China's backyard, so that essentially all roads lead to China. Goods, oil, people can flow into China and make it the primary economy on the planet. So that's Belt and Road.
Right. And how does Myanmar fit into that whole kind of Belt and Road program?
Myanmar is an essential part of China's expansion in the world and in regards to Belt and Road because Myanmar is China's backdoor to the Indian Ocean. It's a lot of commercial activity in the Indian Ocean. You really need the Indian Ocean to bring in oil on tankers. And as it stands, China can bring in oil from the Middle East, park it right off the coast of Myanmar, and send it up these pipelines that go all the way into the back door of China. Another thing is militarily, there's the semicircle of American military bases off the Pacific coast of China. So China doesn't want to completely rely on that as its front door. Its main rival has military bases everywhere. And so it's good to have Myanmar as that back door to bring in namely oil, but also goods all the way up into China.
So what does that Indian Ocean backdoor infrastructure actually look like?
There's a massive port being built at a place called Chaophyu. That is a place where you can offload oil and also goods. It's still being built. And there are pipelines running from that area all the way through Myanmar's central heartland and into Yunnan province, which is it used to be sort of considered the Wild West of China, but now it's really developing and booming. And China needs to pump energy into that area to keep it booming.
How do the Burmese feel about this Chinese footprint?
Really mixed feelings. And you can certainly find people in Myanmar who are not happy. People in Myanmar are as nationalistic as you would find in any other country. And no one wants to feel like they're being exploited. Myanmar doesn't have that many friends, and China is by far and away its most powerful friend that is reliable. The United States has come in and tried to promote democracy in Myanmar. It hasn't really worked out that well. All the while, China has been there supplying investment. China doesn't criticize Myanmar's military atrocities. And so China is there, but when these projects are built, oftentimes people get pushed off their land in unsettling ways and not compensated. So there's very mixed feelings. China's reliable, but it also can be kind of exploitative at the same time.
There's one other thing I wanted to ask you about, Patrick. Obviously, Myanmar has been in the news over the past 4 years, at least 4 years, for its ethnic cleansing and persecution of Rohingya Muslims. How does that play into the story, and how much of that is a concern for Xi?
That matters greatly. Myanmar faces all these accusations coming from the UN at International Court of Justice. We're talking everything from ethnic cleansing to genocide. Myanmar needs a really strong friend with a strong presence at the UN to say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to pursue these charges. We're not going to pile on Myanmar. And China has been that friend. This is one reason that it's beholden to China. The allegations are going to come, right? But it needs China to keep any sort of prosecution or sanctions off Myanmar's back. And so in that sense, it's very reliable.
We'll leave it there. The world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Marco.